Hey, this is your host, Lil Nina of Let's Discuss Books. So, I was supposed to interview Arthur, but, you know, things happen. But I'm going to share with you all my book review on The Whisper Man by Alex North. I've been pushing that back, but it's finally time that I can actually share my review and my thoughts about this novel. So, stay tuned. Peace. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in with your host, Lil Nina of Let's Discuss Books. So I want to start off with something positive, as I always do. And I know you all heard of the word self-help. And what I mean by self-help is basically taking care of yourself, taking time out for yourself, clear your mind. We all need it as adults. We do. Even as teenagers, believe it or not. But especially in this adult life, you do want to take care of yourself. Take some time out for yourself. And what I mean by that is turning off your phone, staying away from electronics, especially because it's going to connect you to the social media world. And sometimes social media world can definitely stress you out. And you'll be like, well, how does it stress you out if you're feeling okay? Well, that's a lot of things that's going on. You see it on your average social media sites such as your Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, but mainly on Facebook and Instagram, you see all types of stuff that's going on, and it does affect you in some type of way. So you want to take some time out and just stay away from your phone, turn it off, or put it down. You don't have to look at it because, you know, it just happens to actually make you feel good. And take some time out for yourself, even if you have to, you don't even have to go anywhere. You can just stay home, take a bath, light up some candles, play some music out in the background, or just, you know, even you don't even have to do all that. You could do anything that's going to actually relaxes you and make you feel good. And to me, what I do, I make sure everything is already taken care of, dog, significant other. I go ahead and get into bed and start reading my book. And I don't pay attention to my phone because if I do, I'll be on it, especially on TikTok. Because, you know, once you get on TikTok, it's a done deal. You'll be on there for a whole another 2 or 3 hours just looking at videos that people put out. So put your phone down, take some time out for yourself, and you don't have to be with electronics. It could just be time away from people in general, even the TV. Take time out for yourself and be at peace. So that's very important. Definitely take time out for yourself and get you some self, some you time. That's even spoiling yourself, peppering yourself by going to the store, buying yourself some flowers or some wine or whatever that make you feel good. If you don't drink wine, if you don't drink alcoholic beverages, for me, it's more of the tea. I go out and buy me some tea from Starbucks and I'm okay. I'm at peace. But whatever that's going to make you happy, go ahead and do it. Take that time, especially if you work a 9-to-5 or even if you run your own business, take that time throughout the week. It could be once, twice, however, just make sure you take that time out for yourself. So make sure you do that and let's get into it. The Whisper Man by Alex North. So I'm going to start right there. Before we go any further, my book review definitely has some spoilers. So I try not to give too much away. But if you don't really care and you just want to hear about this novel, I'm okay with that as well. So anywho, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a quick synopsis of the novel. And I'm going to read a little bit of the novel so you guys can understand what's going on and know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes you just get thrown into a novel and you're like, what in the hell is going on? So after the sudden death of his wife, Tom Kennedy believes a fresh start will help him and his young son, Jake, heal. A new beginning, a new house, a new town, Featherbank. But the town has a dark past. 20 years ago, a serial killer abducted and murdered 5 residents. Until Frank Carter was finally caught, he was nicknamed the Whisper Man, for he will lure his victims out by whispering at their windows at night. Which to me, that's kind of weird. But anyway, just as Tom and Jake settle into their new home, a young boy vanishes. His disappearance bears an unnerving resemblance to Frank Carter's crimes, reigniting old rumors that he prayed with an accomplice. So now detectives Amanda Beck and Pete Willis must find the boy before it's too late. Even that means Pete has to revisit his great foe in prison, the Whisper Man. And then Jake begins acting strangely. He hears whispering at his window, which to me, like, that's kind of crazy. You know, when I was coming up, in my house, of course, it's an old house, and my windows have latches. Okay, they have latches on the windows. So, but if you don't have latches, come on now. Like, I don't understand the whole process of like whispering, like, Jake, Jake. Checking the little boy like, hey, okay, I come. Like, what? Nah. But it's not set up like that. It was more so of Jake. And the little boy is like, what's going on? And the person comes in, which is the AKA Whisper Man, comes in and take the child from their home while the parent is like downstairs or in the other room sleep. I'm like, nah, that can't happen. Not in real life. Even though this book is like it's a fiction, it still has some type of, it's still reality, because you do have some sick people out here that kidnaps children, and human trafficking is definitely real. So you have people out here that's just like the Whisper Man, not so much of whispering in the window. I don't know about that part, but they have ways of taking children, and it's crazy. You know, and then before you know it, they're gone. And it's like, oh, hell no, I can't deal with that. So, yeah, after reading that, I was like, how in the hell? So we talk about the first little boy who vanished. Okay, got taken home. So we're going to talk about the first little boy. And the first little boy, I feel like the parents wasn't really paying attention to their 6-year-old boy. And his name is Neil Spencer. 6-year-old Neil Spencer. Now, the man who was stalking this little boy noticed that he would walk home back and forth between his parents, because his parents were separated. So by him walking, he'll pass this wasteland, wasteland. He will pass by, and the little boy will sit up here. He's a 6-year-old boy, so if he sees something, he'll probably kick it and play with it or whatever. So it starts off, when you read this novel, it starts off with Neil walking home, and he's 6 years old. That's one thing that's a shocker to you as a reader. Like, why is this young boy walking home at this age? Like, come on now. Like, who in the hell would do this? And so you have this man that's stalking him and figuring like, oh, okay, he's learning this little boy. He's learning him. And he's been stalking him. So it's kind of like, dang. And it brings in like the reality of it. Like, this is how predators act. You know, they sit up here and they stalk their prey before they snatch them up. Some of them, not all of them, but you hear stories like that. It can be, it's just crazy. So let's start off with that first. That's how the beginning start out. This 6-year-old boy walking home, and this man is stalking him. And once this little boy, he know that the little boy parents are separated. He even watched the mom. He know about the mom. He know about the dad. This is how well this man was able to get to know about his victim, this little boy. Okay. So I was like, what in the flying hell? Like, and to me, I felt like his parents had failed him, because ain't no way I'm going to let my child, 6 years old, walk home by himself. You know, that's just not going to happen. It's not going to go down like that. I don't care if a little boy was like, I can do it. I can ride my bike. Boy, you will sit up here and get snatched off your little, how you going to fight a 150-pound human off of you? You can't. So no, you're not walking home by yourself. And if his father is too drunk or vice versa, you know, hey, I'm still going to pick you up. I'm going to figure out a way to come pick you up. You know, I just can't. You're not even walking home with a group of kids. It's not going out because three of y'all can't take down a adult. You just can't. No, it's not going to go down like that. So I feel like the parents had definitely failed Neil. I really do. Because as much as you read into that story of that Neil Spencer story, definitely, I feel like his parents failed them. I feel like the authorities could have charged them because it's like, why would you let your kid, like here in the United States, that's the first thing that's going to come out those police officers' mouth. Like, why would you let your 6-year-old son walk home by himself? Like, what was enabling you to come pick up your child? Do you and your husband have a way, or ex-husband have a way, or to do the pick him up, you know, for school? Especially we have this stuff going on. They'll find a way to definitely try to charge the parents, I feel, because that's what I was looking at the parent like, how, why? But they didn't ask, that the authorities did not ask the parents that. They didn't ask them. They just feel like, okay, the parents didn't even know that little Neil was gone until a couple hours later. That made me like wanted to throw a book against the wall, for real, for real. But yes, that it started off like that. Okay. Neil getting took it from his home. So throughout the whole process, you hear about Tom and his son. You know, they just moved, and Jake has according to Tom, Jake has an imaginary friend that he talks to. But this young little girl is a ghost, and she's actually protecting him. You know, she's protecting him and of warning, basically giving him a warning about there's mean people out there. Throughout the whole novel, this little girl was warning Jake, beware, lock your windows, close your doors if you hear a whisper in your window. And she was actually protecting him and saying, hey, this is what happened. This is what happened to me, in so many words. But Jake, he's a young boy. He's not going to understand, but he do understand. He doesn't have no friends. People look at him differently. So he's alone. So he'll go to school. Meanwhile, you have the predator, you know, the stalker that's up here copying, the copycat. I'm going to call him the copycat of the Whisper Man. And he noticed Jake. He noticed that his dad probably don't care. He assumed that his dad don't care about him and everything. So he started stalking Jake. And Jake was up here acting like differently and stuff like that. So you have that going on. Meanwhile, Jake's dad is trying to, you know, adjust to new things because they just moved. And he's worried about his son because his son is up here talking to himself. And he noticed things. And then he actually... Pete Willis is his dad, so he's seen his dad at the same time. So it's all crazy. It's crazy because all this is just a hot mess, I believe. You know, I say only character that I enjoy was definitely Pete Willis, because he was down to catch that killer because he already know what was going to go down. But this novel definitely has like a lot of trigger warnings for me, because I was straight pissed that they let that 6-year-old walk home. And the school system, I feel like the school system could do a deeper check on people who they hire. Excuse me. Because, you know, although people can change their identities, because it does mention about one of the characters did pay to get their identity changed, okay? So they can go underneath the radar. But that's how things work. You know, you can easily go into the black market and just get you a whole new identity. That's what people do. They steal identities and they slap you with another one, okay? If the money is looking right. So it's really scary out here how things can be done, not just overseas, but here in America. That can happen here too if you're not careful enough. You can never be too careful. So when it comes down to people working in schools, you really don't know if their background is really good or not, because people can just get them a new identity. And I feel like that now because I just got done reading this novel. You know, even though it's fictional and stuff like that, I still kind of like, I don't know. Are you really a teacher, or are you just acting like you are a teacher so you can kidnap one of these kids? You know, it's just a lot of stuff that comes into your head. And this is making you like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to go homeschool my kid, and I'll just pray that he comes out okay. That's all I can say. But yeah, this novel definitely makes you upset at the parents, and more so Tom, because Tom wasn't really paying attention to Jake like that, because Jake was too worried about his father getting mad at him, and he couldn't really open up to his father, you know, because he feel like, to me, I feel that Tom probably wouldn't understand or wouldn't believe him what Jake is actually hearing through this a quote unquote imaginary friend. You know, he probably like, oh, well, you are not. And I feel like Tom didn't listen to him. I feel like Tom felt Jake too, because for one, if my kid expressed to me and I noticed some things, like if he's up here talking to imaginary friend, I want to know that conversation. Like, what are you and your imaginary friend talking about? Or who, what you guys talking about today? I hear something in the basement. Oh, really? Oh, okay. So what do you hear? I will ask questions like that. And then I will find out the history of the house, the history of the home, you know, all that stuff I will do. I mean, it's a shame that you have to do that now. You definitely want to find out the history of the home before you move into it. That would be my thing. And also, if you're moving into a new town, you want to find out about the town, roll through the block, like what's going on with this small town. I mean, there's some of the things that you want to check out before you try to start all over. But, you know, Jake, he just lost his mom. You know, he see that his dad is going through something. He sensed these things, and kids pick up on that. So he tried not to make his father upset. And, you know, I feel like Tom should have just take that time to listen to Jake. That's how I feel. So definitely this novel will have you emotionally like, damn, you know, really? So yeah, this novel is one of those, like, oh man, I feel like the parents have definitely felt these kids in this novel. I really do, because Tom could have listened to his son, and he could probably understand what was going on. And also, he needs to fix his relationship with his father and understand what he went through and hear him out on, you know, on a lot of stuff, so they could repair that relationship. Neil's parents definitely failed them. I feel like the authorities could have asked the right questions and say, hey, I'm gonna put you in jail or give you a fine because you let your 6-year-old son walk home by themselves. So I feel like it's a lot going on. I feel like the parents failed the kids in this novel. The authorities should have just went ahead and anyway, but I'm not gonna get into that. And the system, the school system, it's not their fault that they hire some of the people, but I think they should do like a deeper, like, check, background check on people who they hire. And, you know, but I got to admit, Tom went out the link. He was head on it about his son at the end. You know, I was really amazed on how things worked out and stuff like that. But it's crazy, the Whisper Man. I wish somebody would let me be six years old. When somebody gonna whisper, I'll sit up here and scream and call my mama and daddy and be like, mama, somebody whispering in my window, you know? So they got the right kid, because it can't be me. And first of all, mama, I had latches on my windows. And then my mama did not let me walk home by myself at 6 years old. I was always stay taking the bus. even when I was in high school, I was up here taking the bus, and I had to make sure to call my mother when I got home and everything. You know, she was a concerned parent, which she should be. But you have some parents now are not that concern and just kind of laxed on certain things, you know? And I can't be that. If I was a parent, I can't be so lax, because the type of times that we are now, you have to really be careful. And yeah, your kid can get mad at you, say, you know, you get on my nerves. I just want to be grown. Okay, well, I'm still going to pick you up from school. I don't care if I live 5 minutes from the school. I'm going to still drive you and make sure you get there to school. I don't care. Now, if you a teenager, you able to drive yourself to school, that's fine. But I'm still be that worried parent, because anything can happen. You can get into a car wreck, or somebody can still kidnap you if you're a female. Human trafficking is real, guys. Ding, ding, ding. Human trafficking is definitely real. So I would definitely still be worried, even if my kid is able to drive. And I guess my place is being a parent, although I don't have no kids, so I can only imagine. I would still be worried about my kid until I'm in the grave, because of how things are now. But there are some people out there is pretty much, you know, lax, because, oh, I live in a perfect neighborhood. I don't live in a rough neighborhood or nothing like that. And we have a little system. They walk home with little friends and stuff. I don't give a damn if they walk home with little friends. 3 6-year-olds and maybe an 8-year-old cannot take down a 150-pound adult, especially if they have a weapon. They'd be like, oh, shoot, they start running and crying and going back home. So, no, I guess I have to be that type of parent. My kid would not walk home in no groups. They would not. I have to be standing outside with my robe and my bonnet on to make sure my child gets home, you know, or either my significant other will be waiting too. So, nah. Mm-mm. And I guess with that novel, The Whisper Man, I guess the parents was a little bit too lax. Even with Neil's parents, you know, you have the father being an alcoholic, the mother having her own situation. I forgot her situation, what was going on, but they just didn't, they didn't even care what Neil was doing. They didn't even report him missing until like a couple of hours later. I'm talking about a couple of hours. Like, the dude, they didn't even know until 7 or 8 o'clock at night that hit their child and not get home or make it to their destination. That's how crazy it was. So I'm going to keep on talking about that situation, because I feel like, oh, heck no. Nah. And then with Tom, he didn't sit up here and pay attention to his son. I would sit up here and listen to my kid. If they see ghosts and they talk about what's going on, I will listen to my child. I want my child to feel comfortable to come to me so they can talk to me. You know, I listen to my kids. My mama always listened to me, for real. When I was a kid, she said, you always want to listen to your kids. And you can definitely tell if your child is telling the fib or not. You can definitely tell. But yes, this novel right there would definitely keep you up at night reading it. If you're a scaredy cat, then I wouldn't recommend this novel, but I definitely recommend this novel, especially if I'm doing a book review on my podcast, because I want you all to go check out The Whisper Man by Alex North. Definitely good. It's a page turner. Yeah, that's all I can say about this novel. Go check it out. Thank you for tuning in. We are here at the end. I'm so glad, because I was running out of things to say, because I don't want to give it away. But for those who's not planning on checking out the novel, just know that this novel involves children getting snatched up by a predator. And, you know, they're trying to find out who is the person of interest that's snatching up these kids. You know, that's what this novel is all about. So I'm not going to give all of it away, because I want to say more. But yes, it's called Alex. It's called Alex North. But no, it's called The Whisper Man by Alex North. I hope you guys enjoyed my book review. And stay tuned for next week, guys, because on my next episode, I'm definitely going to interview an author. And you guys know I just did a book review on The Splinter Doll by Nikki Grace. And I'm going to interview her next week. So I hope you guys stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in with your girl, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. I hope you all enjoy my book review on The Whisper Man by Alex North. So next week on the upcoming episode, I'm going to do an interview with the author of Splinter Doll. And her name is Nikki Grace. So Don't forget to tune in for that. And I'm dropping that episode on Sundays. New episodes on Sundays. And like I said, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok under For Love of Books in KC. So the number 4, Love of Books in KC. Until then, peace.